Welcome to www.mathematicalbrain.com. My name is Brian Butterworth, and I'm Professor of Cognitive Neuropsychology at University College London. I'd like to tell you about my new book, The Mathematical Brain. The idea that I propose in this book is new, and it has to be said, controversial. I claim that we're all born with a mathematical brain. That is, we're all born with rather specialized ability to see numbers, to see the twoness of hands, the twoness of feet, and to see that the number of feet that we've got and the number of hands that we've got are the same number. When I say we've all got this, well, we've almost all got this. There are a few people who are kind of number blind. They're called dyscalculics, and they don't see the world in quite the same way that we do, rather like colorblind people don't see the world the way that non-colorblind people see the world. We also know where this starter kit is in the brain. We know this because when that part of the brain is damaged, then our mathematical abilities are destroyed. Patients who suffer damage in this part of the brain are often unable to count above four, unable to calculate, even if before their accident they were really very good at it. We also know that this starter kit is ready to work the moment we come into the world. We know that babies can see the twoness of things in their surroundings, and the threeness, and the fourness. And they know that when the number changes, then things are different. We also know this is a very ancient ability. It goes back at least to the last ice age, when human beings shared Europe with the Neanderthals. We know this from carvings on stones, markings on cave walls. We suspect, but we don't know for sure, that our animal ancestors have a very similar ability. So why, if we all have this mathematical brain, are some people good and some people bad at maths? Well, the starter kit is just that, a starter kit. In order to be really good, you've got to have the upgrades, you've got to have the add-ons, and these are provided by culture. Our culture has number words so that we can use them to count with. It has numerals. It has many mathematical techniques for adding, subtracting, multiplying and dividing. Formal education provides us with a whole set of conceptual tools. Other cultures, now and in the past, haven't had these conceptual tools. Some of them haven't had number words. Some of them still don't have numerals. Some of them don't use numbers very much at all. So to get beyond the starter kit, to get to be a good mathematician, you need to be born into a culture which has these conceptual tools, and you have to acquire them. How you acquire them is part of the story I tell in The Mathematical Brain. Thank you very much for listening to me. I hope you enjoy the website, and I hope you enjoy the book too.